For nature.
For the ocean.
For people.
For animals.
Hey, beautiful Sun's Planet community. It's amazing that you are here all together today again to listen to this podcast episode. And today I have a very special guest. You see him smiling already. Patrick Olamali Kotonto from Nairobi, from Kenya. Hey, Patrick, amazing that you're here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm Patrick Olamali Kotonto. I'm from Kenya, near to Nairobi, but I'm a pastoralist. I live with animals since birth. Animals are nature, both livestock, both domestic and wildlife. Just that we are in the same corridor, even birds, because we are the friends of ecologists and economy. And actually, we are this part of this nature whereby we live with many species, like many species, humans and animal species. So I'm part of them, and I'm one of them. And I'm so hello to everyone, and thank you for hosting me, Sunplat. Just thank you and salute to you for connecting us to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick. I think everyone can see your beautiful dress. You are a Maasai.
I'm a Maasai by national and by professions. And these are the habit, and this is the red things, and this is the attire. These are nice attire. This is the no one who has in this planet, especially as a Maasai. Mm-hmm. And we are unique indeed. And say thank you for hosting us. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I think we'll be able to interact together all.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, totally. I'm proud of you too, because now I want to tell all the people who listen today why I am interviewing you. So I got to know Patrick, I think it's about half year ago maybe. And we are since then connected like brother and sister. It's amazing. It's a family. And Patrick, I know that in your home, it is quite a hard situation at the moment due to the drought. There is no rain coming. And you are working in your garden. You have a permaculture garden. You make food for the whole community to support everyone, to have food and to even work on the Baby of Hope school so people can go a bit to school to learn things. But at the moment, it's quite the hard situation at your home. And I interview you today to show the people who are listening that there are so many people in this world like you who don't have the same possibilities. Like, for example, I have in my home, we have water. When we go in the house, we open the sink, we have water. That's not like that in your home. And still, you are one of these people who have so much hope and share so much hope with me. You give me hope. And this is amazing. I want to share this with the community today. Can you explain a little bit about the background of what is happening and what is the situation about in your home?
Okay, thank you so much, Magdalena, for hosting me, and thank you for interviewing me this afternoon here. And let me start by saying, yes, as I say earlier before, and we are pastoralists and peoples, and here we depend, much dependence of us as Maasai peoples, we depend 80% of our animals. So there is no any other things that we depend on much other than animals, sheep, goats, cows, donkey. And we have already experienced such a kind of a climate change calamities like drought, famines, and it's not like earlier before. So here we have that bad situation for some days, even for now, because we still have that drought right now here in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And we are experiencing such a kind of an issue whereby it is a dangerous issue, because they are now affecting our animals. They are now, you know, demolishing us as animals and even humans, because our dependence is animals. We don't depend on any other things. We depend on animals like cows, sheep, and those things. So we depend on milk, we depend on selling for us to get others the variety like grains, you know. Mm-hmm. We depend for even school. Sometimes guys are selling animals to pay their school fees. So it's like we depend, and even the area itself, 40 age of our peoples and above, they're illiterate. They never went to school, so they don't understand what kind of which kind of changes of climate are these. So right now we lose a lot of animals. Animals, a lot of them. So right now we are just working hard on saving animals and even saving people on how to transform them. About having an issue like this and having to be proactive, like having some different ideas of saving animals and saving themselves on being self-insufficient, like having organic farming. Mm-hmm. That is a gardening project. Like the one that I started some year ago, I think 1.5 or 2 years right now, just started working on it. So I just starting working on organic farming, like growing of vegetables, mm-hmm, and fruits, and even the same time helping the community or transforming community about awareness like these ones. So I was saving people on to be in a different change minds or change games because of the situation like these ones. And I was also advising them on how to become better people in life, not just depending animal, because drought can come and kill all animals. People can die because of stress and depressions. Mm-hmm. And people can even kill themselves because of such a kind of a situation, because you people, you never knew that the pure love that people say, like Maasai love animals, is like even killing him. 100% we love animals than any other things in life. That is why even God creates humans, they give us animals. That is why we are just following animal, because it's part of nature and it's something that gives us hopes and something that gives us even love. So I just started working because to save my community. I didn't get much more education because of the surrounding situation, background that I come. I was in a poor background for real, and I was not. My father lost several animals in 1990, so the animals, over 500 animals like cows, disappeared, and because of the drought and famines. And 1991, I just grew up with that kind of dangerous or rough situation whereby there is no things like that is like just going and share with my community a little things that we have. And we have, for sure, we have that spirit of sharing here, even right now. Even if someone don't have even food to eat, they come and borrow and we give, and even they give us by the time that we don't have. So we have that spirit of sharing. Nobody can die alone here. Mm. Even if you have as little as you have, you can share. Mm-hmm. And even a tea, sugar, a maize flour, and everything. So guys, the part of, we are living the different world, but actually a different world of sharing, a different world of unity, a different world of togetherness. And despite that, illiteracy is too high. But actually, we are trying to changing the world and showing the world that we are better. And we are also people that determine people in the world. But the things that we don't have right now is the lack of support. Mm-hmm. And you know, people, they never, many people, even the old people, they cannot just agree. It's not easy to agree or to understand things. But actually, we are working hard. And that's why I started organic gardening projects and farmings, you know, like that ones.
Yeah.
But we have shortage of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is what I can say.
And it is important as well that the community understands, like, for example, when you say that you love animals, and even if it's needed to eat an animal, then it is needed because you have no other chance. You just wrote me some days ago that you were so sad people start to eat the animals because it is not growing anything.
Yeah,
you are vegetarian, right? You are mainly vegetarian.
Yes, I'm a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And I started just practicing that for some years back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hate a lot when I see people eating animals' meats.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I try just to tell people about to be a vegetarians, in future to be a vegans people.
Yeah. This alone is like, wow. I mean, I think that people at my home don't have any idea what it means to live where you live, to have no water, that we don't understand this. We never had been in this situation. So we cannot understand sometimes when people, you know, when people here say, at my home, I love the animals and then they eat them. That's a completely different situation.
Eating animals, they don't eat animals because they have others raw meat. So they have others different food. Yes, they eat animal exactly. Because they don't have any other things. They don't have any alternatives of any other foods. Mm. So that's why people are eating animals like cows, sheep, yeah. Roasted meat, and many, many things. Even herbs, just go and roast and they take the herbs, natural herbs, just because of that. So they don't. It's not. They are not eating because they like it. They are just eating because they don't have any alternatives of exactly. them to eat. Yeah. But that is the time that I am trying to bring change on empowerment, youth empowerment, kids empowerment, females empowerment. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. and trying to educate the world about the things. But, you know, the ignorance here is too much, especially as Maasai people, they are now ignoring people. And when they see someone who has facial like me, no support that they can be over to me. Mm-hmm. It is very hard to over.
Okay.
But, you know, with different communities, I know I am not the one in this world. I know we are many. Mm-hmm. That is why I'm trying to connect together so mm-hmm. that we'll be able to bring change in yeah. this term, in all terms. In all ways, so that these people can be aware of not just depending animals' meat, but yeah. to be a vegetarian at a time, and in future to be a vegan. But mm-hmm. it is very, very hard and very, very, very bad when I see people eating even blood themselves. So it is so harsh and something that empowers my heart.
Yes.
And that is why I'm trying just to tell these guys about the situation. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, this is, it's incredible that you are going this way and teaching people to be more vegetarian, but at the same time, it's so hard when you don't have water, when it's not raining, that you cannot grow the food. So this is yeah. what you need. What is the most what you need that people can support you? Because I think, you know...
I need the water,
a borehole.
Tanks. Mm-hmm. Several tanks mm-hmm. because when I try to say underground water, this is what we call borehole water.
Yeah.
Sometimes the water who is underground is so salt. Mm-hmm. Salt is a salty water.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get several tanks and undergrounds, and even when I get the roofing water, like when we have a big building, you know, we can be able to, when in terms of rain like these ones, we will be able to connect and they will be able to transfer water to those tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And we find even a generator. We don't have even a generator to pump the water.
Mm-hmm.
So we lack a lot of things like tanks, generator. And even in community like this time, because we started experiencing drought on August last year up to now, people are in a bad mood because they don't have water. They walk water from several kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some borehole and dams
mm-hmm.
around here. Dams are just many, but actually it come up when it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
So even the seasonal river that we have here, the water come and goes because of the seasonal river. They are not permanent. So I'm just thinking about how we can get water.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that we can get water for serving community even animals, when we have the borehole,
mm-hmm.
borehole or drill water,
yeah.
and in other terms for the organic farming, like gardening project that I have, we need tanks and different roofing mm-hmm. material that can restore water. So that we'll be able to do our farming at the same time.
Yeah.
And those are the ideas that I have right now. And I really just call for you friends from different countries and different parts of the world to support me and so that my dreams come true. And yeah. The only time that these people be aware of the dream when we have these things, so that they come themselves and see. And when we go to the different areas, and through empowerment, they can be able to listen to us, because yes, we started this and it is real. That is the only time that they could be able to understand us better. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. How? I mean, I hope is a big topic for me always, right? I'm always talking and writing and thinking about hope. How do you keep hope when it's so hard sometimes? How do you do that? You are a big hope giver. You bear hope. You share it. It's amazing what you're doing. And I take hope from you. I get it from you. How do you do that?
We never lose hopes. Whenever we get a lot of challenges, we never. Mm-hmm. We keep hoping that hopes is there. Mm-hmm. And for now, we are just hoping that rain will be coming soon. Mm-hmm. That's the part of hopes. So hoping is a part of us, because when I lose hopes, it's like dying. Mm-hmm. I don't know which day can I die. I don't have even any time, but the only things that we have is hopes. So right now, we're just hoping for the best. We're just hoping for the change. We are hoping for many, many things to happen. And we are hoping for the togetherness and connection together, and hoping to work together. And is the part of hopes and the part of empowering peoples. That is what I can say for now.
Yeah. And that's amazing, because I think about hope in different from different areas, because if people at my home are just sitting on the couch and saying, I have hope, everything will be fine, that does not change it. So you are not one of the people who are just sitting around waiting for hope to come. You are the one who is doing something for hope. You're active hope.
The other thing is, we see many things happen, like losing animals is not easy. Mm-hmm. And we try just to save them. And you can see even someone can lose everything. Even people can go on because of the dry and famines and many, many things, situations. Mm-hmm. So, but the when you lose hopes, it is like a completely dying of someone. It's completely, you are now over and over and over. So we keep having hopes because of life, for us to enlighten our future, mm-hmm. for us to enlighten our boundaries, for us to have persistent people in life, and to be persistent, be persistent. Yeah.
You are like I have always the feeling you are a small Tony Robbins. This is a coach, a mind coach, and you are like that. I have always the feeling when I talk to you, it's always giving me a lot of hope, a lot of will to do more and to act for this world. This is so beautiful. Thank you, Patrick. I have two more questions. What is your biggest dream?
The biggest dream is I cannot live alone. Just live with the nature, just live with people, just live with animals, just live also with birds, just live with the world itself. I cannot live alone. I cannot just live alone. So the best things is I cannot see people have a kind of a bad situation while I'm alive. So I use just to give people about to be changed, and at least to have positive minds about life, and at least to give people about hopes, because sometimes I can just think about working on these people and transforming the world that all we want and the world that all we need. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping and admiring just to see equals people, equal surrounding, and equal deserve better. Like even environment, just to save environment and just to save and conserve it, and even to save animals and to see them, they are better and civilized peoples. So my dream is to peoples to have a better life, and so that we'll be able to be equals and be able to deserve a better life for all. Yes, that is what I am hoping, and that is my dream. At least not just to be alone, just to transform people's lives and to give people's hopes about life and even the future, and also to help people where necessarily, like even say in future, I'm just thinking about, for right now I have the school that I have, that I just started thinking and started just talking with community, And I'm just thinking about these schools, just thinking about how can I have the school around here, so that our community we keep telling about the awareness and the transformation, and even their kids can be able to learn more here, so that they will not be able to walk for different places like 7 kilometers. They used to walk 7 kilometers going to school, traveling. They come through another 7 kilometers. It is too hard, mm-hmm. And you know we are in a poor situation. We are in a remote area whereby poor electricity, poor roads, poor transition of people, you know, mm-hmm. So poor sharing of resources, you know. It's just far. We are in a remote area whereby the only things is we see is our animals, is our God, and even some peoples like our rescue people like you guys, our friends. So we don't have any other, even the government themselves, they are too far from us, but we are hoping that the governments, they are thinking they have that platforms of building more schools. But actually, this is the one that I have been thinking, and this is the one that I'm trying just to come with it. So right now, my mission or my vision is at least to have the nearest schools whereby learners can come and learn here, and we exchange ideas and knowledge. Mm-hmm. And at least maybe in future, that school will be able to be expanded. Maybe you have some medical there, mm-hmm. and institutions, some institution whereby people can learn more. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, my mission is to have that organic gardening project, like that I'm saying, at least just to bring hopes and transformation also. And those are the things that I have in future. That is the mission that I have, and that is the vision that I have, and that is the goal that I'm working, and that is the target that I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You answered already my last question already as well. What is your mission? What is your dream? What is your mission and your vision? You poured out your soul and your heart right now for us. Thank you so much, Patrick. Is there something else you want to share with the community? Some last words for this podcast?
The community, thank you for connecting us here. And I'm so proud of you guys. And I really thank you. And more so, I thank Magdalene for the time that she has with us. You know, let me tell you the Sanuplar, that this lady, he has a good soul lady. They have changed a lot of things. They have changed a lot of the community right now. Since the corona started, at the time that I chat her and I call her, is the time that actually she never ignore my calls. So this woman is a real woman. She's a noble woman, a hero. They serve and they rescue a lot of lives, especially here in Kenya, especially here in the Maasai land. We are so proud of you. So when we have people like you, and when we have different peoples like Magdalena, I know we need hopes, and we need empowerment, and we need education. So guys, please let us work together. Let us be connected together. Let us not ignoring peoples. Let us just having the hearts and the same hearts. I know one day, one time, we'll be able to conquer many, many people's lives. So I really thank you, and I really thank you for this time. I say God, let God bless you. And kindly remember us for this, because we are in a hard situation and a calamity situation. Yeah. So please remember for me, for the project that I have toward the community, not just because of personal projects, these are because of community, but actually I'm working on it. So let us join hand together, and let us bring transformation and change for all the world. I know that all peoples will be able to deserve the better world and the better empowerment and the better education. Yeah.
Wow, these are amazing words, final words for this podcast. Thank you so much, Patrick. Thank you for sharing this all with us. And thank you, Sanus Planet community, for having listened today. And now you know Patrick and you know his community, they need support. So let us work together that we can support as much as possible, even in future, that we can get this borehole made. Because we can, together we can do that. Let us help and where we can, and let us do that together. And I just say thank you all for listening. Thank you, Patrick, for having been here and shared your story with us. And dear Sanus Planet community, we hear us next week. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Say hello to all.